If I could sing, nigga, I'd be like, on some smooth shit. Girl, I wanna dip your titty in some Hennessy. And take you to Tennessee.
So what?
Girl, I wanna dip your titty all in Hennessy.
That shit gonna burn, Lowe's.
Tennessee. In Tennessee, I wanna dip your titty. Dip your titty in the liquor, girl. So I can go on and lick them, girl. Dip your titties in the liquor, girl. So I can lick them, girl. So I'm gonna do it just like that. That's how I do it. I mean, you know me. I'm a freaky nigga. I like coochie with the helmet. The whole coochie, not just at the top.
Damn, that mean you ain't eat nothing.
Huh?
That mean you ain't eating nothing.
You gotta get past the helmet.
He ain't eating shit. He old school. You eat. I'm gonna give you no head.
What the fuck you mean?
What is some head?
Don't judge my nigga because he like to go on a safari.
You mean, what are you talking about? I ain't eating no coochie if it got hound. Are you crazy?
Well, don't judge my nigga because he like to go on a safari.
I didn't eat a annihilator that dropped on the carpet.
I'm just finna say, that's just like eating some chicken that just dropped on the floor. No.
But chicken with the feathers still on it.
Say what?
It can't be like oversaturated.
Chicken with the feathers still on it.
Oh, I'm not asking you what I like. I know what the fuck kind of
chicken
coochie
with the feathers
like.
Still on it.
Me and you disagree on a lot of
that's
shit.
That pussy.
You gotta understand when you crossing the line.
You don't gotta explain.
The nigga here crossing the bridge with the wind blowing.
When it comes to pussy, you don't have to explain nothing to me.
Well,
trust
too
me.
Too much hands.
I didn't ask
no
you.
No such thing as
bro, I didn't ask
hands.
You a guy. I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Pussy's supposed to have hair
I
on
want
it.
To support
long
the song,
as it don't have no hair in it.
The song it's good.
Too much hair?
Hey, I listen.
You don't even know the coochie look.
I don't need your kind of
hey, cat. You don't give a fuck, do you? No, I knew the answer before I
let me tell you something. That pussy gonna look like Darkwing Duck. Move,
listen,
bitch.
Nigga, I used to watch porn from the 70s.
Hold on, you like smooth pussy?
No, I ain't saying nothing wrong with her.
When she pull out a smooth pussy, you know what I'd be like?
I'm from the
90s. Oh, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
No, I'm from the 90s. You know, them bitches grew up in the 90s. Hair.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with no hair.
I said a lot of hair.
Listen, nah, a lot of hair, but what be worse is the worst shit is when they shave it and that shit get to growing back and be prickly,
oh,
nigga.
Yeah.
That shit will scathe your manscape. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, it's like hitting the goddamn gate. You like, man, you got to
that
go,
shit like sandpaper.
You got to go sit in the tub.
You been going to get waxed and shit now.
Yeah, but see, the shit been closed, so.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Ain't no wax.
Ain't no
come
waxing.
On, I ain't taking off my
you don't even know how to shave.
Mm-mm. They don't know how to do that razor. They be scared of hair. They be like, what am I supposed to do?
I never seen no razor.
I'm going to jump it off when DC close up his blunt. Because I know if I start before then, anybody who knows anything about physics will tell you that while you're in the middle of rolling a blunt and somebody starts some shit, it take longer to finish.
Pink.
That's a little bit.
Like
my mama done.
I know how you get out.
See how you can tell, like you know weed about to fall out.
What the fuck wrong with you?
You got no
equilibrium all the way off.
No.
Hey man, you see what I'm saying? Didn't get love. You know what I'm saying? My tolerance get love.
No.
My tolerance getting back up where it need to be.
You're throwing like piss after you nut. That shit just
hey, that shit hilarious.
Wait.
She throw like pee in
Wait. Guys, before we start.
Big, I'll get that dick alive.
Before we start, I got to read something before we start. I want everybody to hear it. I don't know if y'all was on my social media today, but we got some hate mail.
Oh, I seen it.
What happened?
Oh, you ain't seen it?
The white girl.
The white lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we going to read it.
Said yeah. Something on
matter
your
fact,
Twitter?
That's how we started the show off with
yeah,
the
that's
mail.
Why I said.
She said something on your Twitter?
Yeah, she sent me a message on Instagram.
Who? A white lady?
A white lady.
What she say?
That motherfucker
oh, I'm about
alone.
To tell you.
No, motherfucker.
She took her time. It was punctuation.
She was very upset. She's
oh,
very
hold on. It was on your Instagram?
Yeah,
on my story. Yeah.
But wait till we read it. You'll see how she did it. She did it.
Real you pissed real. Off?
Yeah, I guess.
We pissed
we
off.
We did. Oh. We did.
Well, come
as a
on.
Unit.
As a trio. Y'all mm-hmm. trio.
All right, guys. You ready
what
for this?
What she say?
All right.
What'd your bitch say?
Get some quiet in the room. I just want everybody to hear this. 85 South Show hate mail.
Did you think I'm in trouble?
Yeah, man. Cause we take our customer service very seriously over here at the 85 South Show. And
come just on,
because
man,
somebody has a negative view doesn't mean their opinion won't be heard.
What did this bitch say?
Okay.
Hold up, you know what we should do, Carlo?
What?
We should all read a section of it. You read.
Hold on, let me proofread. Like, I don't know what remember the when fuck
they used to remember?
Said,
remember now. They used to call out in class, so you could start.
Popcorn.
We pass it down.
All right.
I ain't get my passion to proofread yet.
I'm gonna read. All right, well, don't pass it to DC.
Oh, nah, you can see it. You okay, get me.
To whom it may concern. She didn't say that, but I'm assuming that that's what she meant.
Okay.
She says, I fucked with the 85 South show hard until I realized y'all racist against white people. Probably white folks most the reason y'all famous now.
Oh, shit.
I'm not making that up. That's exactly how it was worded. Let me read it again. Probably white folks most the reason y'all famous now. It's fucked up how y'all always talking about us and dissing the women and disrespecting them when they just trying to get a pic with y'all just like the other women who happen to be black. But a white girl come up and it's a setup and shit you say. You can take the second half.
Take it, please.
Okay. Bet you ain't racist to the white pussy, though.
I would like to stop right there and just let the record show. White pussy don't even move me like that.
Shaking my head. I supported y'all motherfuckers until I seen y'all racist and hell. That's what it says.
Oh,
racist
I better say that.
And hell. It hurt my feelings because I loved y'all. I can't support people that diss, space, respect, and publicly and nationally embarrass my people. DC, pick it up from my people.
What the hell is this bitch saying? Where you at?
Right there.
Where you at?
Right here at Famous.
Famous?
Yeah, you
that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Nigga, that's all you left me, nigga.
Yeah, just left me. I left you the most important part.
Nigga, that's leave
the,
me
that's
shit.
The most important part. See,
okay,
said
okay, she said Famous or not. Y'all ain't that. That's why you said that every day. Y'all ain't that funny. And someone better will be up next. So enjoy it while you can. Try again. Oh, that's you. Try again. Well, listen here, bitch. You suck my dick, yo.
Oh.
Wow.
No remote control.
No remote control. Suck my dick line.
This dang. Listen, white ma'am, Karen, first of all, I don't know if you're
I beat your son ass.
I don't know if you've been informed of this, but black people cannot be racist because racism is a power structure and you have to have power to be able to make somebody suffer because of the color of their skin, which black people can't. So, first of all, bitch, read.
You racist, bro?
I can't be racist. It's impossible for me to be racist. Cause
in
order to be racist, you have to be like, hey man, ain't no way in the world me as a black man can go anywhere with some white motherfuckers be like, hey,
shut
get all these white motherfuckers up out of here, man. A nigga's in the building.
Shut it down.
A real nigga's in this motherfucker. I want all these crackers up out this bitch right the fuck now.
God damn it.
Right. Nigga, no, it doesn't work that way, ma'am. And it's very disheartening to know that you believe that your people are the reason why we're most famous.
She said that shit was comforting.
She said white people.
You guys are contemptuous.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That's what I said. That's what I said, bitch.
She didn't see that coming.
Mm-mm. She said white people.
I know that
white
bitch didn't see that shit.
White people are the reason.
Where you think she from, Chico?
Huh?
Just a state.
Kentucky!
I can tell from the space between this and respect, she probably from somewhere like
Arkansas.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
This and respect?
You see,
I was
going
to get a bitch from New Hampshire. I was
going to
say
that. Nah, them the white people. We love them white people. And let's get this straight. White people that are our fans, we love you guys. And you see why we put our hands up when they come? Because we don't know if that was the white woman who was gonna write some shit like that. We don't
want
to be touching her so she can be like, "And y'all put y'all hands on us."
All our white fans are furious about this whole fiasco.
Oh yeah, our white fans can't wait to show us how much they fuck with
man,
us.
One,
oh,
the red,
oh, they can't wait.
One
fuck
of the redneck
red
fans hit me and was like, "Man, I've been meaning to get one of them hoodies, man, but after seeing that bullshit right there, I'm getting one today." Bro, that shit hurt my feelings. A black man from Mississippi, I got called racist. You know how much racism I have endured?
In your life?
In my life.
Racist.
Racist.
I have never heard, like, that's just the entitlement that's going on with a lot of these white women right now.
You don't give a fuck. We do. I don't give a fuck.
You know me. I don't give a fuck, bitch. But I show you how much nigga I am.
This entitlement that these white women got right now to just be able to feel like they are in control of how you supposed to move.
They are entitled to show you and make you move a certain way. How did you feel like that, Karen? What did we say to make you feel like we was racist to you, Karen?
What make her think we coming to the studio making a show for her anyway? This a real nigga show.
That's all this for, nigga.
That's it.
It just so happened y'all watch this shit.
Bruh, this podcast right here. This one right here.
What it is?
This podcast is for niggas who just get high, get too lazy to roll another blunt, smoke two roaches.
We ain't had to fill out no applications for this shit.
We did not ask her for a goddamn thing. This car right here, this motherfucking show right here is for niggas who got a car in their yard and they keep shit in it. It's a storage unit.
Right. It ain't don't crank up.
Never gonna fix that bitch.
It don't crank up.
Bitch don't understand. She ain't never boiled no water and took no bath in it.
You ain't never baby dishwash detergent, bitch. You don't know what she's talking about, man. Or washing powder.
The powder kind. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Bruh, you don't know how I struggle.
Her big sister ain't never get pregnant and y'all had a house full of weak milk, so your mama stopped buying milk.
What? Y'all ain't never had to drink soy milk.
She don't know what the fuck I've been through. How she gonna tell me about my life?
Right, your mama ain't never called you from outside to come turn the light off, bitch. Fuck wrong with you?
What you mean?
As soon as I posted that shit, like 9 white bitches was like, "Ooh, we sorry, let us suck your dick." I was like, "You mean as a team or individual? Cause like, let me know how I need to play it."
Mm-hmm. But then
they trying to
use
some sympathy.
Let's address one part that she said that's really troublesome to me.
She made y'all?
She said, no, not that. Oh. She said, "I bet you guys aren't racist to the white pussy, though."
First of all, I ain't never called me no nigga. It be white women. So what would I hold that against a pussy?
Come on.
The pussy innocent.
Ooh.
Pussy so innocent.
That's a dumbass.
And Brandon bought a pot of pussy pink. Come on.
Exactly.
Pussy. Come on, son.
I'm a white pussy. All pussy pink.
Now you gotta walk with that pussy pink.
First of all, ma'am, I don't know where you get your ideas from, but just that's the problem. You all assume, the ones with that perspective, just assume we have some desire to come stick our penises inside of you, which is not the case.
Argument right now. It's not the case.
You got up, fucked up, Karen. Burn your ass with a camera, bitch.
This how you kill the whole shit. Some of my best friends are white.
Right. I have. You know how many white friends I have?
Hey,
are you serious?
Some of my best friends are white.
Some of my favorite crackheads used to be white. They used to buy all my dope.
It's a white person on the staff. Like, y'all can't be racist. Ryan ain't white. Nigga, for the viewing purposes, he's Filipino, Hispanic.
No, that's what they don't understand, that we do have seasonal white employees.
We do.
Just because they're not on the full-time staff don't mean that they're not.
Part-time, Los.
Right.
Have they ever been to an 85 South show?
Yes.
Who's the man who's working the fucking sound over there?
White guy.
Yeah, I thought it was just for one show.
Not only have we had white people work for us, we've had white people doing jobs where they are really trustworthy. We've given them trust. We have white people take pictures of us.
Right.
Take pictures. Now, you know how much we got to trust a white person to have a disc of pictures of black men? We don't know what the fuck they're going to do with them shit.
We ain't playing.
And we can't. Are you serious? I can't believe you would come at us with that malarkey. How dare you?
Talk your shit.
Malarkey. That is pure malarkey.
Bro, fuck you, Karen.
Racism.
Just racism.
In this climate.
Come on.
It's preposterous.
Don't get me started.
You know what else is preposterous? That big ass noose they found hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage. God damn it, we talked about it, but I ain't know the motherfucker was that big. You mean to tell me that big ass noose been hanging there for a motherfucker? I ain't seen it.
I got the word for it.
You mean to tell me the motherfuckers who come to the track and get the track cleaned up didn't take that shit down?
Show it to me, bro. I ain't seen it.
I got the word for it.
So then nobody opened the garage to make sure all the shit was in there. Was like, man, let me get this bullshit off of here for that nigga come over.
Oh, man.
That noose big as a bitch.
Big, come on. And then it, man, come on. Man.
The motherfucker hanging outside.
Know what time it is. Man, I slapped shit
and
out.
And then time out. This is what I don't understand. If they said it was, think about this. I don't know if anybody addresses. They said it was hanging there for over a year. How many cars in the NASCAR race? Over probably 30-something cars.
But they might hit that track maybe once or twice a season.
Once or twice a season. But if it's 30 cars, how did the nigga end up in the garage with the noose hanging on? Hello, come on, somebody. Why didn't they put that car? It's a black driver.
Exactly.
It's exactly. All the other white drivers would have seen that shit and just been like, I ain't even tripping. We just closed the gate with this. But the one black driver happened to get that one that's been there for a year. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. Talk your shit, man.
Get out of here, man. That shit is bullshit.
Man, you can read some more of this bullshit.
Yeah, read some more of this shit. The white lady picked me the fuck off early. Then she gonna talk about white people.
Bro, see, that's
exactly. Hold on. Bring that back.
Okay.
That bitch said white women and shit.
That's what I
just said. Our show. This bitch.
Bro, we make this show for black girls named Tamika, Kiki, Tasha, and then we ain't fucking with her.
Middle name Nicole.
Niggas with three names.
We spot every white person in our show. We be like, there they go, y'all. Y'all keep an eye on
right there.
And does she understand if I ever was to get some white pussy, it would be based off the fact because I'm a real ass nigga. What else would, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, yes.
You searching for
excuse
it.
Excuse me,
right.
White lady, would you like to go watch some
MASH,
HBO or
like,
some
get the
shit?
Fuck out of here.
No, she gonna be like, that's a real nigga, and I'm just gonna give him some pussy and piss my watch? Father off.
MASH.
And that's it.
Bitch wants you to fuck the get the fuck out of here.
That shit,
man.
Used to come on after a good show. Like that
then,
shit.
That shit used to come on when you wake up in the morning and like, nigga, I done fell asleep with the TV on.
Oh, let me say this.
But
too.
We ain't white bashing either. We just
man,
talk
we
shit
love
back
all white people. You like all what I'm white saying? Let's get this established too. We know that all white people aren't racist. We're very clear on that.
Y'all guilty though. Y'all know y'all guilty.
But you,
they feel bad.
They feel bad.
Can't deny as a white person that you have benefited from the racism and the structure of racism in America.
See, that's that nerd.
Hold on. Oh, you just
tell him that. That's that nerd.
Say that shit again. I'm about to.
We know you're not racist, but as a white person, you have benefited from racism, whether directly or indirectly in this country. It's inevitable.
And if you haven't benefited from the racist shit, then you don't know what it feels like to be white.
Yeah, we're not talking to those white people who were given a shitty deal, like the dirty-ass white people. They got fucked in the white deal.
Who?
Like the trailer trash. They don't really get none of the benefits.
But that, I don't agree, because you can have us three successful black men who have worked our ass off from the mud to get to this point and have a dirty-ass white person from the trailer park still look at us and be like, nigger.
And they think they on top.
Nigger. And that gives them the power over us. No matter what we've accomplished, the fact that they can use a word to try to demean us makes them feel like they are greater than what we are. So fuck
all that. Trying to demoralize us. Bitch, I don't give a fuck what you say, bitch. White cheddar popcorn never be better than cheddar cheese.
That's a shirt.
It's the last bag I get,
bitch. Man, just really
jive turkey.
Something, I like bitch. That, man. That might be what we need to do now. Start talking like the 70s again, because ain't nothing like the 70s black man. The way they used to speak to racism was cold. Get your jive ass out of here, sucker.
Is he a chump? Call you a chump, but you that damn near like a sucker and chump. Damn. Chump.
Niggas was cold in the 70s. Remember on Superfly when a nigga told Smack Man he was about to quit the game.
Okay, what's wrong with you, nigga? It's funny. You dragged me out of the crap game and put me up here. What is it, man?
I'm getting out, Eddie.
I'm getting out of what?
The cocaine business.
He was like, quit the game? What do you mean, baby? You're snorting up 2 ounces a week. Big screen TV, white bras. That's the American dream. Well, ain't it?
That's the American dream, nigga. Well, ain't it?
If you ain't ever seen the back, watch that. That's black history. I don't give a fuck what happened to you, bitch. You go out there and you get my money. You get it. You hear me? You get it.
Supposed to be
the white chick. He tried to off me, man.
Let me tell you something now. You listen to me, and you listen to me closely. I don't give a shit about what happened to you.
Hey, man, that nigga was crazy. He said, I don't give a fuck what happened to you. You go out there, you get my money, okay? You go out there, you get it. You hear me? Go get it.
Hey, this nigga was high. This nigga was high as fuck on the powder, looked the police right in the face and said, nothing better not happen to one gorgeous hair on my beautiful head. You dig? I was like, this nigga tripping.
What name?
The police had the gun in his face. Didn't nigga realize.
It's so many you got to watch fly, nigga. The Mac. Goddamn.
Willie Dynamite.
What he say to you?
He said, man, I don't give a fuck what happened to you out there, bitch. Go out there and get my money, okay? Go get it.
Goldie, baby, I was robbed, baby. They took everything, baby. I have nothing left, baby. I got nothing.
I don't give a fuck what happened to you out there, okay? You go out there and you get my money, okay? You hear me? You go get it.
The coldest line when the nigga riding in the car, man. The nigga said, man,
Get out there, get it, okay, get it.
When the nigga was riding in the car and the nigga telling about the bitch, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I just, the bitch just won't get right, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The nigga said, put a boot to the bitch. Yeah, a boot to the bitch.
I'm telling you, man, these 70s movies is cold, man. That nigga, you ain't no pimp. You a rest haven for hoes.
You a car thief. The one you got outside probably hot as a firecracker right now.
Come on, you a rest haven.
They say you ain't no pimp. You was a rest haven for hoes. This girl went over there to fuck with Goldie.
All right, me.
Hey, man, there's Santa.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how you do?
Remember me?
I'd have to lose all the brain cells in my head before I could get something as fine as you.
Does everyone need an audition to get with you?
You ain't got to go through all that shit.
Then I choose you.
Be cool, baby, okay?
But he was like, hey, bitch, come here!
Hey, bitch, come here!
She was like, mm-mm.
Got your motherfucking man, come here!
Mr. Pretty Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
You shade tree nigga. You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes. You're a car thief. A car thief. The one you got out there is probably hot as a firecracker right now.
Hey, Bear. Bear, go get the bitch.
Go get her, Bob. Bring the bitch here.
Freeze, nigga, you wanna die.
Hey, that nigga popped up soon as he made a step. Richard Pryor was on his ass with the 38. You ready to die, nigga? Famous line.
Yeah, man, you gotta watch. If you ain't seen them blaxploitation films, boy, that is some good TV right there, especially for a young nigga, because when you see how serious they was about that shit, the lingo from the 70s, bro.
Watch, oh, my God. Man, watch every Rudy Ray Moore movie you can find.
That nigga's next
level. That nigga's a legend.
That nigga.
Rudy Ray Moore. The police come kick. Dolomite. They kick in the door on this nigga. He in the bed with the white bitch. The white bitch look right at the police and say, he raped me. That nigga said, bitch, are you for real? That's the human tornado. Check that one out.
Hey, man. I'm telling you, boy. All the blaxploitation films. Well, J.D.'s Revenge, watch
Come
that.
Come on, man.
J.D.'s Revenge. She was like, she said, that's
got
the,
color?
She said, that's the best it's fucking I ever had in my life. That nigga said, that's because you fucking with the ace. He said, yeah, nigga, this nigga boy, her boyfriend come in. That nigga was like, he nigga was talking shit like, hey, man, what the fuck is you doing in my house? That nigga, J.D. pulled out that razor, like, gotcha, nigga. Meet me on the killing floor. He knows where it is. Bro.
Hey, you gotta see that shit.
He's talking about you know where it is.
Meet me on the killing floor.
Coolie High. All them shits.
Now, I ain't never seen
that. I was a stupid nigga. I used to watch Booty Tang.
Bro, you tripping. You tripping.
You ever seen Coolie High?
I seen Booty Tang.
Nah. That ain't nothing.
I ain't never seen a nigga take his belt off so fast. I thought I could do that shit. I'm like, how this nigga do
I
that?
I need to watch Pootie Tang again. I used to watch that shit.
Man, you know what Pootie I watched Tang. The other day? How the motherfucker mad at the crib? CB4. Nigga, that shit so got it. But
hey, I don't know.
JB Smooth narrating Pootie Tang made it 10 times funny. Because that nigga is one of the most unintentional funny humans there ever was. Like, one of the funniest lines in Pootie Tang is when that nigga was introducing Biggie Shorty, and the nigga was just like, Biggie Shorty, y'all. Biggie Shorty.
Hey, bro, Pootie Tang is retarded, bro.
Gotta watch that. Classic black movies. They about to start bringing back classic black movies. Kevin Hart just got a big-ass deal to produce some movies through his own company and shit. So that's huge. I've been, you know, Will Power Packer working on a whole bunch of powerful black shit. Somebody else just got a deal. Oh, LeBron James starting a media company to produce a bunch of black films
LeBron.
And TV.
Salute to Tyler Perry, who got a whole exit on the highway for his studio. Salute to everybody out here doing it big.
Ava DuVernay, she working on some shit. What's the tall chick name? Lena Waithe.
Oh. She doing some shit. Yeah.
She killing it. You ain't seen the new season of The Shy? That's out. Support black TV.
Oh, more definitely. Y'all go crazy. Yeah.
They done got up wild then.
Who?
Jason Mitchell.
Look, I don't want to spoil it for you, but all I can tell you this season is somebody get hit with the dildo. It's two ladies having dildo sex on there. If that don't make you start watching the show.
Man, I've been watching it, but I ain't.
Just saying, shit, the lady pulled
that
a long.
That shit didn't move nab at all. I mean, I seen that before. Man. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I ain't never seen before.
Oh, let me say some of these. Let me hit some of these points before this iPad down.
That shit free.
Shit, LAPD shot somebody nut off.
What?
LEP.
You know what kind of aim you gotta have?
That's bad. Terrible. That's actually terrible aim.
That's some shit somebody puts you fuck.
Like, what the hell wrong with you, man? I'm shooting, man.
That's fucked up.
What the fuck that nigga done shot?
At that buddy getting his nut shut off. Shout out to Buddy. I ain't gonna say his name because he might not want everybody knowing that shit.
Nigga walk around here, one of them things.
Life gonna change for him.
Life. Got one
this is how crazy 2020 is. I'm just gonna read some of this shit, and I'm just gonna read it out.
You gonna have to get
some of this shit
type.
Is. Yeah. Nigga, Bill Cosby won an appeal.
And wear underwear.
Bill Cosby won an appeal?
Well, he won
he
the
was
right.
Granted an appeal.
He won the right to get an appeal.
Bill Cosby, you know, was convicted of that sexual assault from back in 2004. Well, he's been appealing and he's been trying to get his case heard by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has said, yes, we will hear your appeal. This is big because they didn't have to. And he's got a couple of issues that I'm sure he believes are very significant. I think most people are looking at his case and other cases like his involving the Me Too movement. Believe that these issues are very, very significant.
Look, no, he won and be
You a boy.
That's fine.
Jamie Foxx is about to play Mike Tyson in the biopic.
That's gonna be
that's
dope.
That should be good. That should be
I won't say
good.
This.
I wanna see how he gonna talk.
He talk, you ain't heard him. He been doing interviews. He sound just like Mike.
For real.
Exactly that's like fine. Mike, man.
I hate when they give us news and shit like this, or you see one of the like and they be like, such and such is baby mama drama. Nigga, that's everybody. Famous rapper accuses baby mama of harassment. Nigga, who baby mama don't harass
yeah. everybody?
This is not new.
Yeah.
You can insert names.
You know what, Nav?
Baby mama harassed
that shit. I know that shit don't move me. Who wants to know this?
You know what, Nav might be right. That might be a white man over there, because only a white man will put that on the news cycle. The baby mothers
baby
have been harassing
drama.
Them? Oh my God.
Breaking news.
Exactly.
Baby mama drama.
What the fuck?
Wait till the guys
this
hear
is
this.
Not news, right? Well, my God. He thought he discovered something.
Fuck
oh,
you guys
wow.
That. Shut up, nigga.
I know some Animal Planet shit coming next.
No, I know a lot of people been watching the news. Protests are still going on nationwide for Rayshard Brooks, who was killed at the Wendy's down the street.
They and still haven't arrested Breonna Taylor's killers.
And if you think that those guys are really not out there with those guns and shit protecting their neighborhood and not that bullshit that they saying on the news, we in the neighborhood and it ain't none of that shit that they telling you what's going on. It's a lot of old people, a lot of kids, a lot of baby mamas, a lot of sisters and aunties and shit down there. And the dudes who down there with this, protecting the neighborhood, that's what they really doing. They ain't down there on no fuck shit.
I ain't on no fuck shit.
And
I went to
everybody
school
who, and they not letting nobody come down there on no fuck shit. So don't let the TV play with you this shit is real and this is really going on in
salute
the world.
Salute to them brothers for doing that and showing that the solidarity that we could do that as black people. Because right, everybody talking about defund the police, but ain't nobody saying what we gonna replace it with. That's right. Been done before. They done defunded the police and then just replaced it with a bigger police. Right. Now the highway patrol and the state police and all right. that get to patrol the city. Right. If we get to defund the police, let us pick the people we want to defend our communities right. because right. it's brothers in our community that who love community. Our community.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And so, I just hope by us even mentioning it on our platform that somebody with some kind of something will recognize that.
Some politician.
You get what I'm saying? That everything is not what they're telling us because right. we actually see this shit happening.
It's called fake propaganda, you guys.
Exactly.
That's what fake news is.
You know, you've been seeing a lot of these things where the police been going out and getting food and accusing people of
poisoning them. Yeah.
Putting shit in their food. Somebody said they found a tampon in their drink. Good. Good.
Yeah,
I hope you didn't find it till all the drink was gone.
Hey, sue their ass.
No, the police. They put it in the police.
They put it in.
Yeah. Oh, Chico, you'll find this interesting. This happened that in your state. Like,
yeah. Hey, you know how you had a straw in that corner?
And then he sucked that string up through the straw? What the fuck?
Hey man, y'all need to change that. You know
that last pull of the drink, you be like, and he poured that straw up and lifted that straw up and that tampon came out of the bottle.
That Sprite carbohydrated, man.
Hey man,
lift that lid up.
Three North Carolina police officers were fired after they were heard on camera making racist comments. Since when did they start firing police for making comments? You do
nah,
understand that
they made.
They made threats to kill people. I was getting to that, too.
Oh, okay, man.
I was getting to that. Yeah, they said they want to just start going out and kill. This is the crazy part, though. They have an unsearchable Facebook page that's made up of retired police officers, active police officers, NRA members, and ex-military. And they have been, they wild.
Yeah, they been planning to kill motherfuckers.
Exactly, man.
Can't wait, though.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is.
I just don't understand. You talk about you fired him. I'm wondering how you end up hiring somebody who can say some shit like that. How
well,
these motherfuckers get these jobs?
Nah,
because
when they get caught, they got to say they face.
The Colorado governor says he's going to reopen the case of Elijah McClain. Special prosecutor is now investigating. And like you said, they still haven't arrested the murderers that killed Breonna Taylor. We're still waiting on that justice, though.
I'm for sure.
You know? How you go in somebody's apartment, you know? The wrong apartment.
Exactly.
And then you're like, oh, my bad.
That ain't new. Botham John. Remember Botham John? The lady who walked in the apartment and she said she thought it was hers. And the
she was the police one. Yeah.
She was the police, yes. Hey, man.
Before I read this, I just got to ask because somebody might know. Is this a shark story? Is this dude black?
I knew the animal planet shit would come.
Yep.
Right.
All right, there's apparently a video that's going viral of a man grabbing a shark out of the fucking out of the water in a Delaware beach. And when we say shark, we talking about no baby shark. I mean, we talking about a shark, like a shark weak ass shark. And this motherfucker is ripped, and he looked like he giving this shark hell from the clip.
Let me see
that I see right here.
Is that a black man?
He looked black. That's why
that's Tarzan, man.
Here's the video right here.
Hell wrong with this man.
This
you know
man
what?
Is...
I know what it is. That's his shark.
That's Aquaman, y'all bullshit.
You know how a nigga let his shark
that's,
loose?
That's Aquaman.
Like right. Go.
Aquaman. That nigga, that's his dog for real.
I was asking if he was black so I know exactly how much shit to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to talk real shit if there was a black dude,
nah,
but this is
Aquaman.
A white man, and he has this shark in a compromising position, and the shark looked like he don't want no smoke.
Cause
that's his shark. That nigga
he
Aquaman.
Let that motherfucker loose.
Let his dog loose.
Man, you're not gonna believe this shit. I hate reading news, cause it ain't never no good shit.
Why do you read it?
Nigga, Bug Hall, the lead actor. From Little Rascals. Nigga, Alfalfa got arrested.
The white what?
For sniffing out dusty cans.
Dusty
I
cans.
Told y'all niggas them motherfuckers be inhaling shit. Nigga was sniffing out dusty cans. You talking about alfalfa, bro?
Yeah.
That nigga was sniffing out dusty cans.
What is a duster can?
The shit
the shit that you get off the keyboard?
This
oh! Oh! Bro, what type of high do that give you?
What kind of time do you get,
though? You ain't never seen one of them nigga hit that bitch.
Imagine going to the holding tank. Like, what you in for, nigga? I was sniffing
that. No, he ain't talking. Oh, you ain't never seen them nigga hit that shit? But them nigga going to it like a...
Okay, guys, and now...
You like, where he at?
You the same niggas hit the dust.
But they...
Shit last
10
seconds.
So far, you don't stop him. You let the nigga hit the dust.
A whole can last 10 seconds. Have a bunch of hit.
Y'all better say this nigga, man. Yeah. Y'all nigga tripping. I'm finna go tell my nigga, don't do this shit.
Nah, don't do that.
So how niggas roll up the weed, how you get prepared for the duster cane?
But Nav, you made a good point. What's the charge? That ain't illegal.
What
did he do to get arrested?
Attempted
it was
suicide?
What he did on the duster.
Yeah.
That made, so they
ain't, that's what they not telling
that's
us.
White privilege. See, if that was a nigga, they'd have put the charge that got him arrested out. They wouldn't have just put out that he was snuffing shit.
Out
ran
Johnny
up
Rockets
the street naked.
Hey, bro, what the fuck wrong with this nigga? Hey, look how mama can't look at you, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This nigga said nigga pulled his dick out of the Johnny Rockets and put mustard on him.
I didn't hear the mustard part.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, that's some wild shit.
Nigga crazy.
Hey,
bro,
man, hell no.
Bro, when money ain't got up,
that's the type
bro.
Of shit they do when they have.
Bro, nigga go, hey, I told you they be doing inhalers, bro. That's what inhalers is, when you have to inhale some shit. Niggas, what is called? What is this?
Duster can.
Okay, this is crazy. I don't know why this is news, but hey, man.
What do you think about duster cans?
We moving on to sports. For some strange reason, Cam Newton has announced he is the father of 7 children.
God damn.
He announced.
I don't know why he decided to tell everybody.
Because that nigga need a job. Wait, nigga, what the fuck? Let me y'all see. Playing with that man like that nigga don't need no job. Man, he just went ahead and let. I'm taking care of 7 motherfuckers. I'm taking care of team. Sign Cam Newton. Hating ass nigga. Yes. That nigga's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL still. That nigga need a job.
Yeah.
Sign my nigga.
Since you been in the NFL, you had 7
know.
Of them things?
I don't know.
He
did a classic black man move.
Right.
That nigga hit his kids, and I respect that.
That's crazy.
You gotta have a bunch of...
So they got him on video saying this.
Your kid wasn't going to the game.
Did he say this out of his mouth? He got 7 kids.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of them niggas got a bunch. I think Dwight Howard got a rack of kids, too.
Hey, man, that's not for us to discuss. We're not here to judge nobody.
No, I'm just saying nothing wrong with it. Nigga, them niggas rich.
But they just out the blue, though, Logan.
Ain't nothing wrong with black men having multiple children.
I think
they
say the nigga got
all of them. Don't got a lot of kids. Well, not a lot. Well, some kids.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Everybody got
that's a bunch, though. 7 is a bunch.
I thought the nigga was gonna say he gave back to the community. I didn't see the 7 kids shit.
He announced it because they playing with that man, acting like they don't want to get Cam a job.
He gonna say that nigga.
No, we're not gonna do that.
Nah, we ain't gonna. Hell no.
We'll never do no shit.
Cause
like
we know the
names is Newton, motherfucker. Yeah. All of them. The Newton clan.
We don't do shit like that.
Right. Salute the Cam.
But he came out and said he got 7. Now that you said it, you know they gonna be on the bushes hiding now. Man. Them niggas gonna be, they got to catch themselves.
If I know anything about black people, if a nigga say he got 7, he really got
about
11.
10.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I can believe it though.
2 of them baby mamas ain't never gonna say nothing. Nope, $4,500 a month. Fuck you talking about?
All the get out my dough still. Get out my dough still. Get out my dough, bitch. Get out my dough still.
Hey, them be the ones you think crazy. She be on the news. Well, who's the baby's father? Jesus.
Nah, why y'all in my face? Why y'all so nosy?
Get off my doorstep.
Get off my doorstep.
Excuse me, ma'am. Get off my doorstep.
But all I'm saying though is, man, it don't matter. You good.
Hey, man, long as you
take care. You can have as many if it's happening.
Now, they never will report on how many kids he actually take care of.
Right, they ain't gonna say that. Well, he actually, you know,
nah, he probably take care of all. He active in the community.
Right, he definitely.
So is there 7 more than the other ones he had, or is a total of 7 now?
Bruh,
who knows?
We're not mathematicians.
Man, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
We're moving on.
Shit, that's what Cam was doing, getting to the bottom of that pussy. Salute to Cam, nigga. Boy, Cam. He was getting to the bottom of it and leaving proof, nigga.
Going crazy. When that nigga start wearing that wardrobe,
yeah, like, that's all that nigga with that was it.
That was it. Cam
was
telling him, do that one today.
Oh, you just cracked the code. DCL Fly just cracked the code. Cam,
every child picked
a piece of this nigga outfit right there. That nigga
so he wearing hats with scars, all that shit.
That was when the baby girl run in the front and say, "Daddy looks funny."
He liked it.
Well, let's move on to some good news. Reggie Bush was reinstated to USC after 10 years and could receive his 2005 Heisman Trophy.
What happened? Why he can't get it now?
Because they was doing that nigga greasy, acting like you ain't deserve no money when you playing for them colleges.
Oh, he got money.
You know, the scandal, he took money.
Where you could fuck your whole college career up.
By taking a meal.
Over three throwback jerseys.
Right. Not even a throwback jersey, nigga. You motherfucker take you to lunch, you can lose your scholarship. That shit bullshit, man.
The NCAA been on the full bullshit.
Lasagna, ugly man.
And fuck the rest of that shit. Vince Carter officially retires.
Oh, gee!
Thank you, Vince.
Now, that was some good news. That was some good news.
That's good news.
OG.
Why, that's good news? That was some, like, that's some positive shit.
Yeah,
right,
that's
here.
Dope.
Yeah.
Vince is a legend.
He did 22. Yeah,
first ballot Hall of Famer, of Vince course. Carter. And you jumped over that white man in the Olympics, dude.
Oh, nigga.
He would have missed fires. Bonato gets with a sloppy pass. Carter inside. Oh! And the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter. This crowd likes to root against the United States because the overwhelming favorite, but they love when this stuff happens.
That's why I said now a smile and the energy and the crowd.
It's nah, so he just jumped over that white man in the Olympics.
Nigga, you know, Roddy Rich had shouted Vince Carter out. These kids don't even know Vince Carter was a dog like that. They know
he been playing for 22
Hawks,
years.
Vince Carter. Man, I'm showing my nephew Vince Carter shit. He like.
Man, I remember that dunk contest.
This
that
ain't the
dunk
Hulk
contest
Vince
live.
Yeah.
That dunk contest. You said this ain't the Unc Vince Carter.
This ain't the Hulk Vince Carter.
No, he said this ain't the Unc Vince Carter.
Vince Carter used to go crazy, nigga.
Man, yeah. That dunk contest, when he, that was one of that. That might I ain't see the ones in the '80s and none of that shit with Jordan and Dominique
and T-Mac.
Them. But that one with him, T-Mac. What's my man, Steve Francis?
Oh, he was
man,
Steve
that was
dog.
A cold-ass dunk contest.
Yes.
That nigga Vince Carter did that 360 windmill and said it's over. Right. But it wasn't. That was his first dunk. You know how disrespectful that is to the rest of them niggas? It's over. You still got to dunk three more times. That nigga said he could have laid the ball up and still won the next three dunks. That nigga cold,
but he had
man.
Better shit to come,
the nigga
though.
That had to go after that. You man, you been practicing your shit, and your shit is cold.
You know your shit ain't even like
that. And then
that
nigga go up there and do some shit you never even...
What the fuck?
Lose.
Yeah, you know you gotta be
the nigga Tracy McGrady threw the ball up to him on one of his dunks.
Yeah.
And he in the dunk contest. That nigga threw the shit wrong
that's
and all.
That's his cousin, though.
But then, but
he threw the shit wrong. Vince Carter still caught that motherfucker.
Niggas sleep on how crazy Steve Francis dunks were.
Right.
That nigga Steve Francis did some shit from NBA Jam. Nigga leaned to the side backwards.
You know why he needed more points?
Why?
The nigga's shorts was way too big. He couldn't even reach his full potential.
Them niggas shorts did used to be big as shit in 2000.
This was this big.
rest in peace to the legendary Kobe. Kobe shorts used to be 3-4 sizes too big. Make them dunks look like that nigga got on a cape. Shit's blowing in the wind. But Magic and them niggas was disrespectful. Them niggas had on Daisy Dukes.
Them niggas had briefs.
Magic and them was mad on Daisy Dukes. Isaiah and them was playing the Daisy Dukes.
That's what people don't know. They think a lot of that old footage don't exist.
He didn't boot it all out of everything. I can't watch what you do.
Hey, a lot of people think that old basketball footage don't exist. They just had to cut it. Because niggas' balls was out. They couldn't use it. Magic come through the lane with one leg up, nigga. You know his ball was right there, nigga.
Hey,
they can't Madden, show you that.
Madden didn't call time. I had all of
them. Ah, nigga twerking.
The Little nigga, you was going commercial break quick.
Hey, man.
Niggas had on
Daisy Dukes, my nigga. Niggas had on them shorts, bitch. Niggas going to the beauty supply store.
Ball sweat dripping straight on the clothes.
Niggas had on them shorts. The women go to the beauty supply store and niggas. That niggas was wearing the booty shorts. Oh, my God.
Hey, hurry this free throw shit up, man.
Hey, salute to the Fab Five.
That's why they ain't called Five.
The Fab Five, them niggas was like, fuck that, bro. We not wearing them low ass shorts. Get us some extra larges, nigga.
Oh,
we
yeah,
not
Chris Webber, Jalen Rose.
The Fab
Five
was the first ones to say, man, nah, we ain't wearing it. We ain't wearing the twerk team, Jones.
Man, they owe them niggas $500 million.
Which one? The one that had to wear them shorts?
Oh, yeah. They do, man. Nike dirty as a motherfucker for the shit they did to them boys, man.
Yeah, that,
they
yeah.
they watched everything they did, copied their whole shit.
Black socks, sold, all that.
Sold all the shoes, all the jerseys, all the, man, that shit was so high. They ain't give them nothing. See how quiet it got.
Yeah, Nike old niggas a lot of,
oh my yeah, God. They Nike wouldn't be Nike shit boy. Without, I think
Nike,
Nike
it's
I
a lot of companies we need to get.
I think Nike is Latin for nigga or something. It's man, I'm telling you, bro. Nike, these motherfuckers can't sell shit without a nigga.
Nike.
Nike. You're like Nike.
Nike. You're Nike.
She's gone out tonight with it's, another Nike.
It's with another Nike.
Well, you want to stay here with me tonight, Joanna? Why don't you go with your Nikes? We said Latin, but made it French.
Ain't French, for real. Hey, man, it's a lot of companies that have benefited tremendously off the black community.
And a lot
swag.
Of them won't give
Nike,
back.
Nike, Starter. Nigga, well, I don't know if Starter's still in
Starter,
business.
Starter ran out of
Starter,
business.
I don't give a fuck. You know why they ran out of business? Because they stopped catering to the niggas stop wearing it. Man, that's how powerful our dollar is. If we stop wearing some shit, it'll go out of business.
Man, we stop wearing
Chuck
some
Taylor,
shit, it'll
thing
be a
Starter got now. It's a wrap.
Right.
That's it.
If we stop, if black people, that's how powerful the black dollar
black
is.
That.
Oh, they do? Oh, damn.
If we stop wearing they shit, it's over with.
Nigga, you know Mike didn't even want to sign a Nike?
Yeah, he wanted to sign
with Yeah, he was finna go with Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. Converse.
Come on, man.
He would have never made
with
it in them
big
bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
I know he wouldn't. Motherfucking ankle's too soft on him.
Nah, we get the hindsight 2020. I think whatever Mike would have signed with, that would have been the Jordans.
That nigga career would
have Could you
been
imagine if he was all in this bitch with some, if the fours was some long ass Chucks, nigga? Nope.
but the crazy part about it, he changed the shoe game.
Oh, yeah.
The nigga's
without
shoe
question.
Wasn't no one did Jordan.
Nah, they had the Jordan Converse coming out shit. You be like, the God Converse damn, weapons. Cat, come on, nigga, you was wearing them
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, he's still weapons coming out with
the 80s, saying, nigga. Like, nobody shoes.
The Converse weapons and the Chuck Taylors and all that shit.
Shell
so niggas wasn't even fucking with Nikes like that.
Yeah, that
nobody was fucking with Nike, period, though.
I ain't never
period,
even put my foot in a pair of All-Stars to wear.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shell told you ain't never did no Shell told.
Not no Chucks.
Oh, you talking about some Chucks? Some all white
Chucks? I ain't never put my foot in no Chucks.
You know what the
You ain't never put your foot in no Chuck Taylor?
I fuck with Chucks. Well, Chuck not Taylor. Chucks. You know what my shits was? They was PF Flyers. They look like Chucks, but they way more swaggy than the Chucks.
My bad.
I just got all types
my
of shit.
My Chucks too big. I had the Crips.
Everybody don't Chuck. Like everything. That's just some shit I ain't never liked.
I had some blue Chucks. That's
and
red
I felt like where I'm from, the motherfuckers who wore Chucks, they always did a bunch of weird ass shit. So I never wore them.
I don't even want to hear the weird shit they would do.
Fuck with warm, and I was like, I would never. Cause
what
I
the weird shit they were doing, though?
Man, weird shit they were doing. Ray would sit in class and write all over them, and then you know, like be on drugs.
See, cause you went to school with white people.
I went to school with a bunch of motherfuckers.
See, I went to school with niggas. We had to get chunks because we had no money. They were like.
Two for, they man, like, they had Just for Feet had a sale like a motherfucker. Like,
Just for Feet?
Yeah, nigga.
Bruh.
You remember that shit?
Bruh.
I never heard of Just for Feet.
Just for Feet?
I remember that.
Man, nigga heard Just for Feet, man.
Just for Feet?
Shut the fuck up, man.
You heard of Just for Feet?
Shut the fuck up, fly.
That Just for Feet.
You done heard of Just for Feet?
I ain't never heard of
Just for Feet.
Yeah, man. Shut the fuck up, man. You finna piss me off.
With that people inside the Piggly Wiggly?
I can understand. Tico, but nigga,
feet.
You an Atlanta native, nigga. You done heard of Just for Feet.
Just for Feet? Was that by the same people that was just
I
for me?
Heard of just for
me motherfuckers made so much money off perms. They were like, well, we need to fuck with the shoe, boy. We didn't fuck with the shoes in Atlanta, bro, just for feet.
The fucked up part,
just for feet.
When me and Chad worked at the mall.
J-U-S-T-F-E-E-T.
When me and Chad worked at the mall, it was a just for feet right in the front.
Thank you, Los. Thank you, Los.
What?
No, nah, don't even tell the nigga where it was at, was, man.
Well, you know the West Side?
They were all over the place.
On the West Side, I pay less you down now.
Hell no.
Just no, feet. Just for feet.
Bro,
what
was
the sale though with just for feet now?
Telling you I had a very privileged life in the project, man. There's a lot of shit I ain't do.
Let me tell you something, boy. My daddy going there to pay less.
Look at my, look at my man. We got the history.
I don't know.
Just for feet was started in Alabama in 1977. They had 140 stores and closed in 2004. When was you buying your Just for Feet? What year between 77 and 2004 was it most prominent for you, my brother?
They had some shit that was.
They still had something. We got after
this nigga, dog. This nigga just for feeding us. So what year between 77 and 2004 was the Just for Feet most prominent?
And that's when I feel disrespect. This man hand you a piece of paper, you automatically believe that shit. I'm sitting here telling you what the fuck
I was. In fact, it was just to feed around in 07, 08.
No, listen, my brother, you have.
Man, you acting like you got a news article. That shit is wrong.
Calm down, Mr. Green. Okay? We're just trying to get to the bottom of this. All right? So, just for feet, you said that they had a sale. What year exactly between the years of 1977 and the unfortunate closing of all the Just for Feet stores in 2004 did you get whatever shoes you got for your feet from Just for Feet?
I'll say around about 2001.
2001. So in the year 2001, exactly what shoes did you purchase from Just for Feet?
If I would have to take a wild guess, it probably was some Saucony's.
Saucony. Can we Google the product that was sold in Just for Feet? So Saucony, but we were speaking about Chuck Taylor, and you were about to give a fact about Just for Feet's extraordinary sales.
He brought up Just for Feet because the Chucks was always $29.99 at Just for Feet. That's he ain't let them finish.
Hey, look.
Man, stop passing these fucking notes.
Wow, we just got an update. The clearance section at Just for Feet was called the Combat Zone.
Hey, I ain't never know that shit.
Combat Zone. And they had shoes for as low as $9.99.
Hey, I know that. Hey, when we worked at the sporting goods store, we worked at the shoe department. So the Just for Feet was down the street. Some motherfuckers used to come in there when they didn't have the size and be like, well, shit, Just for Feet got them for $39. Well, you need to go back to Just for Feet. We don't do that down here. They used to crush the spirit. I'm like, yeah, we don't do that. Wait, what do you mean? Nah, you can go down there and get them. Think we're going to match the price? Take you. We know they ain't got them because they called and asked if we had them. We got them.
Watch, we're gonna get some more hate mail from the Just for Feet people.
They're
gonna be like, bro, that's fucked up, man. Was it a black owned business? Let's see.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
I know.
Just for Feet?
Nah, it was a
What all they sold? They just sold like used
all shoes.
Man, with no used shoes, man.
All shoes.
Nah, you know, Just for Feet had their shoes in the Walmart $5 DVD bin. That was the Combat Zone. Them shits was in a container. You had to go. Wait a minute. We're back here with the the in-depth interview with Nav Green about his experience at Just for Feet.
This is what happens when a whole generation of people get left behind. They think you lying when you tell them what was around before they was born.
That's hilarious.
These niggas really don't believe shit was going on before they got here.
I was in payment.
You think about shoes just got popular?
No. Mr. Miller. We're not.
No, Mr. Miller. I was here when Just for Feet was the shit. Nigga, they sold guns and everything. Real ones. Niggas used to line up at Just for Feet to get Concord 11.
This nigga thought the shoes
first
were used.
I ain't on this motherfucker to argue with nobody. I remember Just for Feet, they sold motherfucking shoes, sock, and they used to give you the little nylon sock and you ain't had one. There was good people over there.
They tried on.
They had big pit with balls in it so your kids
they ain't let you walk dog your feet.
For shoes. They was Mr. very Miller. Popular for kids' shoes. Feet Lives, Adidas, Nike, Reebok, New Balance.
And Ciccone.
Them big ass Nike coaches. Well. Them big ass Nike Monarchs that the baseball coaches wear.
Okay.
They were nice people over there. Oh, some good people. Don't talk bad about the Just for Feet people. They had free popcorn.
Free popcorn.
So you know about Just for Feet too, Chad.
Yeah. He grew up getting his baseball cleats there.
Okay.
They always had baseball cleats. I can't let you sit here and badmouth motherfucking Just for Feet.
Wow.
They had them good basketball shoes.
Look like you been Just for Feet too.
And your mama would take you in there.
We are getting to the bottom.
We're getting to the crust up in here.
Get yourself $49.
This nigga lost more mad than me, so I feel good.
Cleats from there.
Wow. Inside.
Just for Feet was always there.
85 South edition. We're doing an in-depth history about Just for Feet. Now,
I'll tell you about the black struggle. I was in it.
Okay. Well, since Mr. Nav,
you don't need this goddamn card.
Don't touch my notes, sir. Since Mr. Green seems to be a little bit more, there we got another card.
See you later.
Just for Feet execs were charged by the SEC for securities fraud. Mr. Green,
you know why? I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Nigga, stealing the security money.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. This is real shit.
These niggas stealing the security money.
If you look up 2001, that was the year that they did all them home loans and the whole goddamn market crash. You remember that?
I do remember that.
2001. I forgot exactly what the technical term was called, but they was doing predatory lending, and that's why all the niggas in Atlanta still got their houses from 2001. These are the niggas who doing real estate now because they survived that shit. But in 2001, they was giving away houses and cars because the interest rate was low. So then, while they got caught up in that shit, a lot of CEOs went to jail. I don't know if you remember, it was the dude, he had the shit from Enron, motherfucking Ken Starr. He tricked the whole company, stole all the money, and then that's what really crashed the stock market. If you watched the Jim Carrey movie, Fun with Dick and Jane, he was working in the stock market and shit, and then he went to work and everybody was panicking and shit. That's what happened. The housing market crashed, it crashed. And then everybody who was smart and was the CEO, they sold all their shit, and then it looked like they had like a big old like insider trading scandal. A lot of motherfuckers went to jail. That's what Martin Stewart got jammed up with. Okay. So the motherfuckers who knew the shit was coming started selling all their shit to get cash. So that fucked the market up, and then everybody was fucked up.
And that was 2001. Which happened to be the same year.
That's the same year 9/11 happened.
Yes, it is. And it's this also the same year that Mr. Nav Green had his greatest Just for Feet year.
Let that bitch breathe. Yeah. I'm telling you.
That was very informative, Mr. Miller. But we're back to Mr. Green. 2001 was also your greatest Just for Feet year.
Pull all that shit up and see that it really happened like that.
We're going to get those facts checked. But Mr. Green, 2001 was a rough year according to Mr. Miller. A lot of things happened.
And actually, but look, if you think about it, you got to put this shit together. When did Cash Money Records take over?
2000.
I think everybody knew the shit was going to happen in 2001 because you ain't never even hear Birdman say, nigga, we taking over for the 99 in the 2001.
Right.
Any motherfuckers will tell you, 2000 was a great year for black people. Everybody was balling, nigga. We was buying tennis shoes two at a time. First time in the motherfucking history of niggas that we was doing shit like that.
Yes,
like,
sir.
I'm saying, boy, we gonna go crazy 2020, 2022.
Right, just skip a year. Mr. Green, from all of this great information,
he didn't predict that they was gonna ball that long. He didn't know that they was gonna survive through the
2001.
Nigga, it was 99. If you don't remember Y2K, nigga, we thought this shit was about to be over with.
Right, we did.
On the
we
countdown.
Really on borrowed time.
Mr. Green, I thought that this information would come from you, but luckily Mr. Miller's here.
I don't mean to keep cutting you off.
No, it's all good. We need those snippets of information, but sounds like 2001 just happened to be the combat zone where you did most of your damage in that same year.
You know what else happened in 2001?
What else happened in 2001?
Ja Rule went platinum a whole bunch of times in 2001. Wasn't nobody fucking with this nigga.
Uh-huh.
He was dropping his shit at the perfect time where he was out by himself.
Right.
That nigga had the game in a chokehold. Ja Rule, motherfucking nigga. And that's why Jay-Z said, ain't nobody moving units but M, Pimp, Juice, and us.
Talk about what he say?
Oh, look, I'm smoking.
Mr. Green. It's murder. Let's stay with that that narrative, because it just sounds like you murdered the Just for Veep Combat Zone. So what I want to know is, did you, in 2001, ever enter the Combat Zone and find any of the shoes that were priced at $999?
I can't really speak on that because I'm not familiar with, if that was the terminology to call that zone, the combat zone.
Even the combat zone had shoes in the box. Y'all really got Just for
Yeah,
it, hey, Marsha, yeah. Marsha used to sell used shoes too, though.
It, no, it's not used. Stop using the, and you put the two behind it like Just for Feet was doing that. And
I
they
ain't never been to Just for Feet. I'm speaking on Marsha. I see that one.
I'm letting y'all know.
Question for Mr. Green.
I was, like, I was about to get him.
Question for Mr. Green.
There was an athlete's foot. Like,
Just for Feet.
There was a Just for Feet.
Well for, like this is a question for Mr. Green. This is a little different. I just want to shake it up a little bit. Being as though the company was called Just for Feet, let's just say figuratively that someone had one foot. Would they also be able to go get shoes from Just for Feet with a foot?
That was the.
Say this.
I pass it to my attorney.
Wait, this real shit, and ain't no cap on it. Just for Feet did cater to people with disabilities. So if you had to get like your shoes and shit custom fitted, they would special order your shit at no extra cost. They really did this. I'm telling you, playing Just for Feet, but they really
these gonna
out.
Come back this year. Bro, just for y'all really, doing this they, on the platform.
No, they really looked out for people, yeah. Man.
That
for
is
real.
Great information. Mr. Green, last question. Just for Feet, what does it mean to you?
Well,
fuck that, get my notes.
Them was my notes.
No, this is for you, because you know all the information. We're supposed to ask you the question. 1.735 million jobs lost in 01.
1.8. This the shit I was talking about in the 2001. Damn near 2 million people lost a job. 5% of America was unemployed. The recession was caused by the housing bubble.
And y'all talking shit
about combo because the internet took off.
These niggas.
Everybody didn't know how the fuck they was.
These niggas feeding the streets.
First of all, Mr. Miller, I owe you an apology.
That led to the 2008 crisis.
I know
because they couldn't recover that shit because they put too much money out, and then the economy, they caused the motherfucking what's called. They put too much inflation out, and then it took too long for the dollar to catch up. So the shit happened again in 2008 because they
man,
like,
talk
damn,
your shit.
The same shit they doing now. They put out too much money, they gave out too much shit, and then it took too long to make the shit back. And to borrow some more money, start another war.
Mr. Miller, I apologize for snatching your notes. Hey, be more clear about who the notes are for next time, sir.
But see, all that's right? What people have to understand. The war is not about killing people. War is the biggest business in the world.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. My name is Carlos Miller. BlueChew.com. Trust me. At this point, you already know. It's people asking me, man, what that Blue Chew do? Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And it's a sexual stimulant. Now, it's not going to cure any ailments or anything like that. But it will have you making sweet, sweet love to your lady.
BlueChew.com.
If you can benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fastest and easiest way to enhance your performance. These pills are amazing. Go check them out at BlueChew.com. If you could use a confidence boost or you just want to feel like your old self again, trust your mans. Use the promo code. It's only $5, man. You can try it for $5. Go online, bluechew.com. You can go right on your phone. That's blue, BLUE, chew, CHEW.com. Hey man, make sure you hit that website and use their promo code. I just want you to see what all the hype is about. You get what I'm saying? Trust me on this. Use the promo code, get your first shipment for free. 85 South. I put that on everything. Times is hard out here. You feel me?
Well, look, fellas, we done got real deep on them that time,
yeah,
man.
All
definitely
the way.
Did you think?
We gotta let
salute
them catch up a little bit.
Green and Just for Feet.
Just trying to let niggas in on my life and y'all.
Just for Feet.
Hey, man, I apologize if I was real defensive on Just for Feet.
Oh, nah,
hey,
you fuck I'm Payless. I'm Payless type feet. Of guy.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I know Payless. Me and you. Yeah. We pay less.
I'm paying less.
But, you know.
But it sounds like Just for Feet had better shoes than Payless.
Oh, they were name brand shoes.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So it's like, y'all niggas really got it good.
I don't know nothing about no Payless, man. ain't never had no buddies.
Most. I never have a public defender as long as I know you, man.
Man, you
won't. How you came and defended a nigga right there, man?
Nah, because I felt like you were trying to play you, like you responsible for just for feet, man. And then it's just like, I know I was alive and I seen what Just for Feet did to the black community. It made it possible for a lot of black children to go back to school with new shoes, even if they was from
more than one pair.
Come on now. Just for Feet wanted you to come buy your kids two pair. Two for 49. Shit like that. You know, those special run Nikes that just had the two straps across.
Rest in peace to Just for Feet. Rest in peace to Just for Feet.
You know how it happened, man. We done lost the great. We done lost a lot of great things in our lifetime, man. You know.
And fuck 2001.
Yeah, 2001 was a weird year. It wasn't the end shit on 2020, but it was a very weird year.
It sounds like 2001 is one of the years that was closest to 2020.
You know what didn't happen in 2001?
What?
Dr. Dre did not drop the Chronic 2001.
Yep, that came out like 99, didn't it?
Yeah, he did not do that. Nobody understood why the fuck he did that.
Because he might have knew that this shit was going to happen in 2001.
It didn't even make sense. It kind of don't make sense now.
Right. Right.
Like, it should have dropped in 2001.
Nigga say he ahead of his time, probably.
Right. That nigga Dre ain't never putting out the Detox. Is you, Dre?
Nah,
this might like, be the year for him,
bro. It's been 20-something years.
Move but on. I mean, come on, man. It's like
that's what he telling you. Like,
leading us on.
Gotcha. Kendrick. Cool, man. We get it.
Hey, if Just for Feet come back, that's gonna be the commercial we shoot. Hey,
welcome
to the combat zone.
Bring them back.
That's what people don't understand, man. They want to sit back and they got so many things to say, but they don't understand that you get money fucking with us.
Right,
all the way.
Just for Feet.
City Trends. You saw we put City Trends on the map.
And
them nigga love that.
We was doing
like, we need the ringtone.
Free commercials and everything. We made their theme song. You see what we did for City Trends?
Yeah,
niggas
yeah.
was ashamed of City Trends until they were like, man, them niggas fuck
see,
that.
Now see, City
we
Trends
well.
Asked for that. And now they got niggas in City Trends fighting over the last shirt and shit.
Listen, all the Keep It 100 shirts gone.
I know you saw the clip.
All the Keep It 100 shirts gone, bro. Niggas going in there requesting them. They going in there with the real shit. You know how many tweets I done seen? Like, bro, wanting to get me a Keep It 100 shirt. They were sold out. I'm like, Eddie, it's City Trends, bro.
See what I'm saying, City?
C-I-T-Y.
City, we keep it 100. City, we keep it. We keep it City 100. Where them shirts at? C-I-T-I. City Trends. C-I-T-I. City Trends.
Then we throw in a J-U-S-T-F-O-R-F-E-E-T. Just for Feet.
Put them in the same plaza.
Just for Feet.
City Trends.
J-U-S-T-F-O-R-F-E-E-T. Just for Feet.
Thanks,
just
Mama.
For City Foot.
Just for Feet.
Thanks,
just
Daddy. For Foot.
Nigga, see? You see what we do?
See what
just
I'm saying?
Like that.
Now niggas looking
they already got a commercial. Come on, man.
Like that, man. We out here. 85 South Show shit.
Guess who's back, bitch? And then the commercial just started.
Hey, man, make sure y'all follow Nav Green, man.
Of course, man. Family.
Make sure.
The family.
Chico, what you got coming up?
Man, I'm great fuck with Just for Feet. You gonna see me. That's what I got coming up. You know how I do it, nigga. I'm about to bring Just for Feet back. We coming with Just for Feet, but they gotta give 85 South Show a percentage of ownership in the you know when they come back. But we're telling you, if there's anybody out there that's thinking about it, because you know the Just for Feet people be sitting at the house like, man, we need to bring this shit back, bro.
But I don't think they coming back. I don't think they really missed the game.
No, well, listen, they gonna miss the game when they see this, guaranteed. You know what I mean? But make sure you just stay fucking with us, man. We got a lot of good shit coming up, man. Whenever the world open back up, you're going to see, you know, just what we've been working on this entire time. You know what I mean? And like I said, I have made a decision, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to announce it on the 85 South Show. I'm not cutting this shit until the coronavirus over. Until it's all the way over. Until we can not have to wear masks outside no more. That's how I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it till then. Well, no, I ain't going to say that. I'ma keep it till. I'm just gonna keep it, bro. I'm just by the end of the year, I'ma have a motherfucking mean ass afro, except for right here and right here.
Bro, if you don't shoot a sketch as the angry father.
Oh, it's coming. We already don't give you. You know it's coming, Lowe's. We got that already. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be R&B singers and all that. You know what I mean? And from the '70s R&B singers, the ones that goddamn do the.
That's what you bringing to the game?
All the way back. We bringing it back. This is the year of fuck it right here.
Fuck it.
So fuck it.
DC, what's the word?
Why you doing the chicken head, bro?
2001.
Yeah, damn.
Hey, you know what time it is? 24 hours, man. Keep screaming, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, with
it. Man, we got like 16 million screen now.
We're going to get that. We're going to run that bitch all the way up.
All the way up.
Run that bitch up, you did.
Stream 24 hours right now. If you ain't streaming yet, go stream it.
No time. Yeah,
hit the website. Get you one of them t-shirts, man.
For real.
Get you some. Get you, man, wait. Get you some shit.
Quit touching shit. 80 vibe. You see that? Let me grab the 80 vibe one.
Man, get you some of these. We know you out there doing a lot of wild fucking shit. You don't want the room to smell like somebody had sex in it. Right.
Thank you, motherfucker. You see me struggling?
85. Posing with that bitch.
Yeah.
It's how niggas used to sell t-shirts that were stolen in the hood. Hey, bro, you see that bitch?
Try that bitch on. He just holds it up to your chest.
That's you gonna fuck him up.
You gotta lean your neck back a little bit. You gonna fuck him up. This you right here, bro. I know you got them white thing came out today, bro. Fuck with him.
Fuck with me.
85. You see it? Get you some of that. Quit touching shit.
Yeah, man. We just trying to come up and stay positive, man. You know, despite what happens in the world.
Keep it going. Chicken. I was pushing you into it, nigga.
Get my shoulder. I'm
telling you, man. Shit just gonna keep getting weirder and weirder. Stay prayed up, drink some water, wash your hands, wipe your ass.
Nope.
Wash your ass.
This is the 85 South.
Wash your ass. Wear your mask.
Wash your ass. Wear your mask.
Wash your ass and wear your mask.
Wash your ass and wear your mask.
Stop recording racism.
Wash your ass and wear your mask.
Put hands on people.
Wash your ass and wear your mask. And then you chicken head like DC.
Stop expecting Twitter to do their thing and do your thing.
I said you chicken head like DC. There go. Oh. There go.
We out this bitch, man.
Bro, what was
with the pump
thing? Bro, I don't know, bro. Ain't like that. Gotta eat that bitch.
I did it just for deep dog.
For real?
They created one of the worst football ads of all time.
No. Man, see, don't
make a long Super
Bowl or not,
man. It's a match.
No!
We're just forbidden. Serve and protect feet.
1999.
Oh, got the African nigga right there for us.
Bro, look, we got some new merch in.
Man, come on, man. I'm getting a big ass jacket, man.
That jacket way too big.
Bigger than a. You know, we got all sides.
Come on, but these the ones I ordered, though. This is my size.
Oh, yeah. The perfect size, man. Where they can find them at?
85apparel.com.
Know what time it is. Get your shit right now.
People been asking about these jerseys. The jerseys have been restocked.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you hit the website at 85apparel.com, man. We're giving you $25 off every order of $100 or more.
And if you're looking for the sweaters are still up. Yep, custom fit, huh? We got them in all sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, bigger than a
Come
you
on.
You know it.